You will hear a conversation between a university lecturer and two students. You have 30 seconds to look at questions 21 to 30.
James, Carol, thank you for coming in. Have a seat. So, I take it both of you have completed your interviews with the managers?
Yeah.
Right. Great. Remind me, who was supposed to do the interview but the manager from the chain supermarket?
That was me.
Right, so that means that you were going to do the interview with the clothes shop, Carol, right?
Yeah. But we decided to swap at the last minute, so I did the supermarket instead.
Okay, so let's start with you first, Carol. If I remember correctly, you reported that your interviewee was very difficult to get through to. Is that right?
Yeah. He had a very busy schedule, so it was hard for him to fit me in and show me around the store and everything. We had to reschedule about 3 times before I finally managed to do the interview with him.
And how was it for you, James?
Oh, I had no issues at all. I just went in on a weekday and the shop was empty, so we did it right there and then.
Great. So, Carol, how did you find the management scheme? Let's start with how they recruit their trainees.
So, according to the manager, the way it works is that the graduates go through a rigorous recruitment process that includes an interview with a panel and a trial day. Then they have to go through a probationary period of 3 months, and if their performance is satisfactory during those 3 months, they're offered a place in the scheme.
And yours, James?
Well, it's quite similar to Carol's, actually. The only differences are that they're on probation for 6 months and there are 3 individual interviews instead of a panel. Oh, and you don't need to be a graduate. Sometimes they recruit people internally for the scheme if their performance suggests they could be a good fit for it.
Okay, and how about the training offered, Carol?
It's all very on the job. Trainees start at the bottom as shelf stockers or delivery merchandisers. Then they slowly move up the ranks by becoming cashiers, shift supervisors, assistant managers, and finally managers. It's actually very similar to what any employee would have to go through if they wanted to become managers. The only difference is the timescale. The whole process would normally take more than 5 years, but in the scheme, they cram it down to 3.
Right. James?
Well, again, very similar to Carol's. The only thing is that there's also plenty of external training involved. People on the management scheme are sent abroad for 6 months, usually to Italy or France, to witness firsthand the production of a new season's collection. So they spend some time with the designers and they tour the factories where the clothes are produced. They also receive training on management skills through college courses paid for by the company.
And how long would it normally take someone on the scheme to become managers?
It depends on their performance, but normally about 2 years. There's also the part-time option, though, which would take about 4. Oh, no, sorry, 5, because their probation period is 1 year instead of 6 months.
Great. So what was your overall impression of the scheme from your interviews with the managers?
Well, the manager I spoke to was very friendly and incredibly knowledgeable. He had been through the scheme himself, and he attested to its efficiency and helpfulness. The only criticism I'd have is what James said. In their company, there's almost no external training involved, and I think it would be useful to send graduates to courses at further education colleges to improve their general knowledge and understanding of management skills. But overall, yes, very positive.
Great. And you, James?
The same as Carol. The manager I spoke to was incredibly friendly and eager to promote her scheme. She hadn't actually gone through it herself, but she was very involved in the process, both in training and in recruitment. She's actually one of the 3 people who do the interviews for the new trainees. And I really like the structure with the classes at college. I think that's very useful and it improves the trainees' chances of getting another job eventually, should they decide to leave the company in the future. The only thing I have to say against it is that 2 years is too short, in my opinion. It should really be closer to 3 years, as I imagine the trainees would get exhausted fairly quickly with all this information fired at them in such a short span of time.
Thank you both. So now you know you need to compare your two interviews and decide which scheme would be most beneficial to someone from a disadvantaged background, especially those who